Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, we lost all the audio on the music. What's up with y'all? This BP Coach of the Year, Season 3. I had to do it for my city. PDX, Coach of the Year, man. Also, MVP Jeremy Hill, Season 3, regular season. Man, I heard a lot of shit about Jeremy Hill when I drafted him. He was about 86 speed, 92 acceleration, a project. I didn't turn him into the next Earl Campbell. Fuck it. Anybody calling in, let your boy know something. Y'all got me out here all alone. Nobody calling in. We only got 30 minutes. Y'all better hurry up. Well, shit, man. I'm going to just talk my shit until somebody call in. Oh, shit, we got somebody calling in. Hold up real quick. Let me buzz him in.
Yo, yo, yo. Can y'all hear me?
B-Dot, what's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
All right, let me know if you can't hear me. My phone, I got terrible ass service right now, so tell me if I'm going, like, in and out or something.
Nah, you good. You got that Boost Mobile?
You stupid. I got the Galaxy. I just got bad service in the crib.
Oh, man. Y'all boys need to quit talking shit in the little message board about my season, man. Let me get my Coach of the Year.
You're being crafty, dog. That was crafty. Oh, that was a crafty move. I respect it, though. You had to lock in that MVP.
Come on, man. I told you I had that shit locked in before the game, bro. I had that shit locked in before the game.
That's not true. You don't know what could have happened. Hey, but even after them long TDs, right, because you said he had two long ones. So when you was in the red zone or whatever, you could easily, especially with your style of offense, because you pass first, which opens up the run, which means it don't really matter necessarily, especially in the red zone. It don't really matter who your back is, because you run such a intricate offense. You got people on their toes. You can pretty much run with anybody because your pass
right,
opens up the run. You could have
go keep the stream
of
Pat Madison. This was a weird game because it looks like I fat padded, but he came up. I literally got tackled at the one like three times. If you watch the game, I broke and got tackled at the one like three times between like the first and second quarter. So it was a competitive game. Like I was up 7 in like the second quarter. So it was.
Yeah,
it was
I did keep that.
I had to get the Coach of the Year though. You know, I had to get that. So you know, that's just my annual thing, boy. So you know, I had to get that crown back on.
That's some bullshit. If somebody look, dude, on real life, like let's go real life, right? If the Patriots win two back to back Super Bowls and then they have another awesome year, but then you got other teams, like let's say another team was like 0-16 one year and next year they win 10-11 games, that coach should be Coach of the Year because he the one that made a turnaround. Like you did what's expected.
Alright, so let me ask you this. So do we know why if two teams are both if two teams only have one loss, do we know why EA chose one coach over another? We don't, right?
I have no idea.
And that's exactly why I don't trust EA to pick no tiebreakers to do no shit for me, bro. I swear to God, if it came down to a tiebreaker, I'm
not tripping off a tiebreaker for the number one seed, though.
Yeah, that whole because I plan to be in a position where I'm in the title game. It may not mean
right.
Nothing, like, for my first, like, my second home field advantage really doesn't mean shit, but I prefer to play at home if I could, you know what I'm saying? So
I feel you.
Just in case there is home field advantage, which I really don't see that there is, but I don't trust EA to do shit for me, bro. I don't trust EA to do shit. I don't, because, like, if two teams, like, you're probably right, like, with the logic on MVPs and Coach of the Year, I have no clue why they chose who they chose, bro.
That's crazy. So how much points? What you get for that?
I have a buy, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah.
I think I'm going to get like probably 50K. So by the time I probably play my first playoff game, Jeremy Hill should probably be 95 to 96 speed with 99 acceleration, 99 strength. So he's pretty much going to be.
Why is he still like a 70 something overall though? He got low awareness or something.
Because he's dumb as shit. Like, I have to drive.
Which,
like,
which
he
don't
has to
really matter?
Yeah, like, he can't spell. Like, in the press, You know, you see Marshawn Lynch press conference last week? That's Jeremy Hill does it. He's stupid as shit. Like, we're trying to teach him, you know what I'm saying, how to be a functional adult, but he's a baller, so. You know what? You know what it is with my back? It's so stupid. Like, there's so many attributes that don't matter, like vision. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's
vision is. Like, because running back is something that, like, literally, if you throw to a receiver, he runs a route outside of user control. You control the running back when he runs the ball from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what his awareness and vision and all that is. I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, that's true. That's really, it makes no sense when you look at it from a user perspective, because we the ones that's literally, we got the vision. So it's like, what the fuck? We got the awareness and the vision while we controlling the player, so who gives a fuck? That's real.
I think we got Larry calling in. Yeah, we are. I think Larry calling in right now. I think he want to talk some shit. Larry, what's up with you, man?
You have received a collectible from L Train. Please press 1 to accept the charges.
Call it from jail? Oh, that shit was funny.
Call and collect from the lab.
Oh, okay.
I heard that.
Wow, that was hard. I like that.
That was dope.
Larry, you need to quit. I don't like how you be changing your arguments and shit for convenience. That shit really gets on my nerves, but whatever, man.
Just expose. You can't, that you were trying to piggyback on B-Dot, no homo, about my numbers, and then you turn around and have the exact same numbers. I'm not hating on the numbers, because then I'd be a hypocrite. I'm just saying, you don't see a problem.
It is.
You do the thing that ultimately
it is the exact same thing, though. That's what's funny.
I did not. I'm gonna tell you the difference. First of all, I didn't call Larry out. First of all, I didn't call Larry out. Second of all,
that don't matter. Whether you call him out or not, don't
first,
matter.
Wait. Second of all, I didn't score six touchdowns. Wait. Here's the difference. You scored more touchdowns than me, and you had the game out of control before I did.
No, I scored to go up four scores my first drive in the first minute of the fourth quarter, and then took him out. You were up what? You were
so,
11
so you
at the
were,
half.
How much were you up at half?
At half?
No, the better question is, was it a competitive game at half? Which it wasn't, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly. My game was competitive. Literally, I scored, I think I was up like 10 or 11. I was up like 4, and then I scored right before half. He got the ball. And then I scored
28 to 17 at half. And that's fairly competitive.
Exactly.
Like, that's okay.
Well, if you score, like, on the last play of the half, that is a competitive game. Like,
right.
And then
right.
he got
that's
the ball at halftime. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm sorry, I was up 21 going into the fourth.
Bro.
And then you were up 3 scores, and then you scored 10 in the fourth. So.
With my backup.
It's very similar. I think five or six TDs is excessive for any running back. That means your running back is having a hell of a game. So why would you have your running back have a hell of a game in week 17? It's just not necessary.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought
you were
necessary.
Trying to...
No,
I'm
I thought it was necessary, bro.
you're salty.
Hey, Larry's salty, dog. You don't need XP. What are you going to boost? Jamal Charles fucking... are you going to boost? Jamal Charles man coverage? What are you trying to boost? Jamal Charles zone coverage? He ain't got nothing to juice.
I'm in the lab with 35,028 XP for Jamal Charles right now.
You're over there trying to boost Jamal Charles throw power, man. Get the fuck out of here.
He's about to be
that's a good question, though, Larry. If he's maxed out, what are you applying those XP points to?
Oh, he's up to 83 pass block, about to be 90. He's about to be my backup left tackle.
Why do you need 90 pass block?
That's crazy.
Because my O-line.
I don't even think that works. Like, do you actually see a significant difference? Like, you actually
see him. I really don't. I bumped him up in the lab just to see, and I still can't block 5 with 6 when I keep him in.
See, this is the problem. This is why pass block doesn't matter. Pass block doesn't matter with running backs, because all running backs on this game run to the line of scrimmage without a few brain cells. They don't pick up a blitz. They'll help on someone who's blocked, or they won't pick up a free blitzer. So it doesn't
matter. They're not in position to help get beat. They're in position to pick up a guy that comes through free, but they're not helping out on anybody that gets beat, which is what always happens.
Right. B-Dot, you might you might have less to juice. And I'm gonna say like this, bruh. You might need to start reloading up. Running back is the hardest position to find in the league because the rookies suck and it costs way too much to scout them. He might fall off, bruh.
He might. And that's the funny thing. Like I told y'all, like when I lobby, though, I'm a good 90% pass type of style offense first. So I think what I'm going to do, if he falls off or if he retires, I think I'm going to just go the other route and I'm going to just go pass heavy and I'm going to just structure my offense and redo my playbook and just be pass heavy. But y'all sleeping on Stephen Ridley, though. You sleeping on him. He's effective.
Well,
so I'm going to see.
Well, I mean, with you got an offense like mine and where you could sell with him, he might turn into Jeremy Hill. Jeremy Hill was not very good going into the game. He was literally 86 speed.
I mean, he was the best rookie running back, though.
No, he wasn't. Are you serious?
Jeremy Hill
was the best
was
rookie
like
running back.
He was 86 speed.
I know. I'm just saying, who was the best rookie running back? 86
best
speed is not
running
bad,
back,
by the way.
Crowell, maybe.
All right. Who?
Crowell was pretty good on the game, wasn't he?
Nah, it was probably – who was the first running back off the board?
First rookie running back off the board?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. It might be Jeremy Hill.
The running back – the problem is that it's hard to remember because in real life, none of the rookie running backs did shit except for Jeremy Hill and a few others. But there was actually
Crowell had a
running back. Crowell did have a good year, but like Terrence West, I know, of course, went ahead of him – but there was a bunch of guys. There were some guys that went ahead of them that I just can't remember who the fuck they are right now. Fuck. Oh, like Trey Mason. Trey Mason was – he went second round or third round. Damn, no, he went like – I think he went second round. But I'm pretty sure he was a little bit better. But there had to be at least five running backs better than Jeremy Hill.
You honestly think 86 speed is bad for a running back, especially in the kind of offenses that we have?
Absolutely.
Nah, no way.
Dude, he was 80. Jeremy Hill was like, I took him like almost one of the last rounds that I drafted.
Yo,
I mean,
in real life,
he's not good.
He came with some perks, bro. You can't just say he was terrible. He came with some perks.
I'm going to be one.
Jeremy McKinnon, Cody said Jeremy McKinnon. Who is that?
Bishop Sankey went 54. Jeremy Hill went 55. Carlos Hyde went 57. McKinnon went third round.
Dang, yeah, this year's running back. I'll take back
Andre
what I
Williams
said. This year's running back group, if you look at, like, Madden attributes, Dree Archer was probably the best one. Or McKinnon,
who's got Dree?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I wish I had Dree Archer.
No,
I have him in my other league.
Jeremy had him, Douglas.
Yeah, he did have him sprinting fucking horizontally to the sideline every fucking play. I hate that shit. Breaking tackles and shit. No, Carlos Hyde is – I'm going to just be real with y'all. Carlos Hyde – there was probably five rookie running backs better than Jeremy Hill, but whatever. So the playoffs, we got
Devontae
who do you play?
Freeman.
You play the Patriots?
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman was better than Jeremy Hill on a video game, you know what I'm saying? Like, video game and real life is two different things. 86 speed is hard to fuck with on a video game. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. That's
what
hard
is, what
to
is
not,
bro.
What
did the answer come?
What are you talking about?
I think that you. I get what you're saying, but I think you. I think you're more wrapped up in like breaking away and breakaway speed and open field. I'm just talking about effective. I'm talking about effective running game, like in and out of holes and just small shit. Just picking up six yards.
I had an effective running game with him, obviously, but he was not very good. I had Donald Brown my first year starting over him. Donald Brown sucks.
Yeah, because your speed, like, you did that because obviously he's faster. I mean, that's probably the only reason why you put Donald Brown over Jeremy Hill. He must have been faster. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, I get what you're saying, no doubt. But I'm saying 86 speed is effective if you have a solid running scheme. It's effective. That's all I'm saying. Like, I feel you.
It's not preferable though. Like
no,
86 speed, and he didn't even have a lot. He had no moves. You got to look at like acceleration, the move set, the juke set, the catch set. He had decent hands, and he had like 93 acceleration, which is good, but it wasn't nothing special. Who y'all got? All right, let's see in the four wild card games, Browns, Broncos. Who y'all got? I got Browns.
Browns and Broncos. That's interesting, man. Mav is coming along, man. He's the Mav of last year. I think he's about to be really, really good. If there's no lag and he can play his game, I think he got that.
I pray to God that Mav wins. I do not want to play Sam. Like, I swear to God, we know this is maybe Sam's final season. Just knowing how this shit works out, he'll fucking win the Super Bowl right now with that lag, man. I swear to God. I do not want to play him.
For real. I hear you on that.
Who you got, Larry?
Man, I like how Mav is playing, but I don't know. I think it's a mental thing with the lag. Even if it's not always bad, I just think that's going to be in his head.
The fun part is Sam is actually really good, and that's why he should not want to be in this league, because we never speak about how good he truly is. If he had no lag, he would probably be in the same position.
I don't know about all that. He's good, but
no,
I don't know about all
Sam
that.
Sam is really good, dog. Sam,
no,
I promise you, Sam is really good.
No, he's good, no doubt. I played him. I think I played him once this year, and I've played him a gang of times in past Madden. And to be quite honest, I haven't beaten him. But I have, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. I haven't beaten him yet. And this year, I definitely didn't win because of the lag. Past years, I can't remember if it was lag related or not, but I never really seen nothing from him that was like, damn, this fool just killed me. I couldn't do shit. I mean, I don't know. I didn't get that vibe, but. No, he's good, bro, and that's why it sucks, because he's good, and then the lag, it's like, makes him even better.
Yeah, he doesn't need any right. advantages.
Cards, Panthers, that already started. I think the Panthers were running away with it, and something happened, but they're going to win
real?
That game. Yeah, they were running away with it.
Damn, man,
bro. I think his game ejected or something.
Also, what, they got to restart?
They do, but that would sound suspect if he was losing, but he was winning. So
I was pulling for my boy Chris Christian, man. I was pulling.
I don't
want to
play.
Yeah,
hey, his roster is crazy, bro. He got
his roster
corners
is crazy.
Are ridiculous.
Dude, his secondary, bro. Like, oh my god, they play the pass and the run. Like, you can't do shit. Like, it's crazy every time I play that fool. I sneak out wins against him, bro.
And then Chargers Patriots, Larry. I got you winning this game convincingly, honestly, but
you know what?
You got me. I was up 15-0 last year and blew it. I just got to.
That's what I was gonna say. I know Larry probably think I got something against you personally, but it's all good, fam. All bullshit aside, I think you're hella good. But Tink, bro, I just feel like playoff time. Something about that dude, man. He comes with it. Playoff time, bro. I think he might upset you, bro.
No. The only way that Tink beats Larry and the only way that Tink beat Larry is that Larry is the Patrick McEnroe of Madden. He will slam his racket into the ground and scream and yell and forget what the fuck he called. If you can if Larry had composure, he would not lose. There was probably a point in the game last year when they played where Tink got some bullshit and Larry slammed his controller on the ground and just lost all train of thought. Like, but Larry is a better player than every game that I saw that he lost this year. There was a point when something happened and he went downhill. But that's the only way that, like, if Tink gets some shit to where, like, he throws a Hail Mary at the end of the half and gets it, and then Larry drops 5 interceptions, Larry's probably going to lose because he's going to break his controller. But if that doesn't happen, Larry's going to beat the shit out of him.
He scored right before the half. I think he threw over the top of my cover, too. So I went from being up 3 scores to only up 7 starting the second half, and then he just got me. But
I was thinking about this, though, because there's 3 people on the phone right now that have labbed before. Do you want to know why it pisses Larry off when some bullshit happens like that? because he, like us, DB, will lab a cover three and know what he's given up and what he's taken away. So for him to call something specifically to take something away and for it to still work, like there are some people that call cover three every play and they have no clue what they're doing. He knows exactly what he's calling for what situation. So it pisses him off more than the average person because he's labbed it and he knows what the, he knows football. You know what I'm saying? It's like if someone completes a Hail Mary versus prevent cover four with everyone backed off, and that's the one we took away, that pisses him off probably more than someone that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right, I hear you. That's real.
And then the last one, Lions and Cowboys. I think the Lions going to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, Lions going to run away with that. No disrespect to Nega, but Lions going to run away with that one. That shit going to be a blowout.
I'm glad he made
the buys is, what do you say?
I'm saying I'm glad Nega made the playoffs.
Yeah,
he deserved
that
it.
He on that motherfucker.
He having a play.
Hey. So the buys are the Seahawks, Jags, Steelers, and who else? Packers?
Yeah.
Damn.
T. Blair's under the radar, man. Nobody's talking about him all year.
Yeah, T. Blair's under the radar. T. Blair going to fuck y'all up, boy. I feel bad for
man,
y'all.
Man, I ain't had no trouble with T. Blair, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, the one person I don't want to play out of everybody is Sam. I don't want to play Sam. That's it.
Yeah.
Anybody else is scared.
You sleeping on T. Blair, I'm telling you. T. Blair is coming for y'all blood this playoffs. Watch.
Y'all know how Larry be getting rattled? That's how I'll be when I play Sam. I'll be the same way, dog.
Yeah, I couldn't
tell. I can't stand that shit. Like, that's
you get rattled.
I do.
I wish your ass would have got rattled last year in the
too.
Super Bowl.
But see, this is the problem. I get rattled. Like, Super Bowl is a perfect example. I get rattled, but I don't fucking go in the tank.
Yeah.
I might make a couple bad calls, but, like, this fool Larry, like, you get pissed for, like, the rest of the night, bruh. I get pissed for, like, the series.
That first AFC Championship game, I was 14 and missed off the crossbar to go up 17, 60 yards. And never recover.
Dog. I get over it quick.
Like, yeah.
You know, because you know what it is with the streams? Like, I can tell, CB, you have really good composure. Like, when you used to stream and you used to talk, it didn't really make you pissed off when some bullshit happened. And that's really good because it's just a video game. Like, you should not be in the living room raging like I do. Like, that's some bullshit. I don't know why I do that shit.
But even when you rage, I mean, you still compose as far as, like, football smarts, you know? You still, like, know what the fuck you're doing, though.
Yeah, but that – oh, man. I know where Larry's coming from, man. And y'all think Larry's bad now? He used to be worse, man. He's come a long way. Larry rages, man. I wish I could put a fucking – a punk cam in his living room when he plays, that shit probably be hilarious. That boy probably sitting with his nose touching the screen with the controller like the Duck Hunt gun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he probably got some James Worthy goggles.
Hey, I be doing all kind of fucking pregame rituals now. I got to go for a nice little walk. I go for walks, bro. I go for walks. Hey. Motherfuckers be hitting me like, hey, what time you can play? I be like, shit, give me like 10 minutes. I go outside and get my quick little walk. A couple deep breaths.
Hey, and you be making fun of me like I be sacrificing roosters and shit, man.
You got to be. The way shit be going in your favor, dog, oh, my God. I've never seen no shit like that in my life, bro. Like, everything goes in your favor, fam. Like, when I be watching your games sometimes and they be streaming, I'll be like, no fucking way. Not that you don't, you know, make shit happen on your own. Like, you make it happen, of course, but be flowing so perfectly for you, dog.
It does. I'm not going to lie. Like, and you know what it is? Like, when I first started playing Madden, there was a dude in my other league, and he used to win every fucking year. And, like, every game that was a big game, and not to take anything away from him, but he would have some shit happen that would just be unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? So I think when you're rolling, like, shit happens in your favor for some reason. I don't know why.
They should earlier you was talking about home field advantage and shit. They should really implement that some kind of way, not like a overpowering and whatnot, but they should implement that into the game some kind of way, especially like playoff time, because that's in real life, that shit really matters.
Oh, that's everything, dog.
Yeah, you know?
Hey, Larry, tell them real quick about what NCAA did with home field advantage.
Yeah, you couldn't – if the crowd was loud enough and you tried to check receiver's route, you couldn't – like, you couldn't tell if they heard it or not. So,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he would still run a go, but you'd throw a hitch and the corner would squat and pick it off, shit like that. You couldn't even see the art creep, like it would hide icons or icons wouldn't come up. You know, during the play, you had to remember what buttons to hit.
And a lot of that was based on a lot of it was based on awareness too, right? Like quarterback awareness.
Yeah, and if you got up and got the crowd out of it, then you'd be all right. But it was like you had to, like I remember thinking like, oh shit, I got to go play. I got to try to beat Ron at his place next year. And I'm going to have to deal with not being able to have all my checks. Not so it was a definite advantage.
Yeah. That's dope, though. They should put that in Madden some kind of way. You know what else I think they should put into Madden? This might be crazy. Tell me what y'all think. They should put some type of QB pocket elusive effect, like some Romo shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
In the pocket, and you know you're about to get sacked, but you can, like, press a button or do some shit that kind of like gives you a little wiggle, like something in the pocket.
You can. I just never do it. You can if you hit that juke button, you can step up.
Yeah,
you can step to like different directions.
Does that shit work?
Now that button,
I've never done it.
But it used specifically for quarterback evasion, like 2 years ago or last year or 2 years ago. Now the D stick will throw a pump fake, but I think if you're in the pocket, it will avoid. I want to say.
I'm going to have to lab it then. I'm going to check it out. I used to hate that little fucking thing last year, trying to step into the pocket and step left or right. Like, that shit was whack because they did it with, like, they did it so slow and, like, lethargically. It wasn't even, like, an athletic move. It was, like, I don't know. But I probably need to check
it out. I'm going to talk some shit right now, so fuck it. We can just end it with this. We can each talk a little shit. I'm trying to win this third crown in a row. I'm coming for y'all neck. I done scripted my first 15 for the playoffs. Laugh at me all you want. I'm running all my base shit. I'm coming to blow y'all the fuck out. All right. I'm done. Go ahead.
It's not happening. If you see them Seahawks again, it's not happening. I'm not letting that fucking lead slip away, which if you do see me again, which will happen again, I'll get an early lead on you again. It's going to go down the same way, and I'm going to close that lead. But I have a feeling that some of the dudes I've been competing with is going to step it up, so I'm going to have some rough games, man. I'll probably end up playing the Lions based on seeding after he kicks the Cowboys' ass, and I think that's going to be a rough game for me. So I'm going to be humble right now.
We got 90 seconds. Elite, we got 90 seconds. Larry, talk your shit.
Jamal Charles is out this week, dislocated.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Damn.
Wow.
How long y'all for? You talk your shit. You did the opposite.
1 week.
No, that's
ah.
Won't matter.
Won't matter. You about to get tanked?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. That's tough. Hey, you, the best player in the league is out. Damn, I didn't know that.
That's crucial right there.
I'm tripping. I have a funny feeling. Larry, when he's the underdog and when he's had some close losses and when people are snubbing him, he kind of plays his best ball. I think he's going to win by 17-24 this week.
When y'all playing, Larry? I want to see that game.
He might have left. Well, shit, we finna shut it down anyway, bro. let's do a show at the end of the season, but thanks for calling up, boy. And good luck this season. I'm going to see you in the Super Bowl.
For sure.
Good luck, y'all.
You know what's up.
All right, man.
All right.